الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال تعالى: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We'll first translate this very beautiful poem. It's not easy to translate it, but we will try, inshallah. And who can ever fulfill the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ishq rang mein rang jaye jab afkar. There is a very, very important thing, that the first thing that any Muslim must acquire, any alim must acquire, the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And without that love, there is no enjoyment. You can make tahajjud guzar, you can keep all your rozas, you can be serving deen in many and great ways. But without that love, it's food without salt, it's tea without sugar, it's ice cream that is not sweet, there is no enjoyment. But when that enjoyment comes, then everything, Hazrat Ahmad Barakatum explains, with regard to the love of Allah, which is the foremost, dar raaz ishq kholti hai jab zuban ishq bolti hai. The doors of the secrets of shariat only open when the person has got love in his heart and his tongue talks the language of love. Then you'll understand shariat. Otherwise shariat will become like a very rigid and hard thing. People will find it very hard to practice on shariat. But when there's love, you are prepared to do everything. In any relationship, the worker and the boss, if there is love in that, which you don't find, so there is always strikes and always demands. But if there's love in that, and love is supposed to permeate every aspect of our life, the boss will be so considerate of his workers, workers will be so considerate of their boss. Thus, in all the workplaces, they'll have many other programs, that how to manage time, how to manage anger, etc. But this is not spoken. If there is love between the two, that relationship is wonderful, which is an impossibility in today's world, between boss and worker. Today, how sad it has become, an impossibility. It's a nayab thing, not a rare thing. It is a thing which is not in existence between even husband and wife, we can say. And if there's love between husband and wife, you'll overlook any fault. And you have so much feeling for, and both are prepared to do anything for the other, and at the end they say, we did nothing. But when there isn't that, a person feels, I've done very much. So love is the thing. And the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and two main signs of love. Who you love, you remember your beloved. Not only when the nazam is being read, all the time your thoughts automatically. A Muslim, and he has to be told to read Durood Sharif, it's an impossibility. It should be just a natural thing. This beautiful poem was being read. Ask ourselves, how many of us were reading Durood Sharif? How many of us, our thoughts were towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? All the time our thoughts should be, and Muhsin-e-Azam, What a great benefactor of mankind. And we don't even think of him. The other sign of love is that you just follow in the ways of your beloved, which we call sunnats. You don't need a bayan that you have to follow sunnats. In fact, you can get the world's bayans that don't follow sunnat. Don't follow, no matter who puts pressure on you, whether it's your wife, whether it's a government, but you'll give your life for one sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, those are the two signs which we should measure ourselves, that how much love have we got? How much do we read Durood Sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much do we follow his sunnats? What that feeling that this is the sunnat of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is a customary thing. That, like one time, kurtas in our country, many people will not remember, but there are those who will remember, when even the very pious, even the ulama, were shirt and trouser. But now it's customary, it's a common thing, it's in the muashara, kurta, etc. So everyone is wearing, but that a person wears it, whether anyone else is wearing it or not, this is the sunnat of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what is required. And this is what is tasawwuf. Tasawwuf is nothing out of this world, to develop that love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allahu Akbar, declare that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this hadith, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, a person will be with him who he loves. They say after accepting Islam, the greatest joy we got was today when we heard this hadith. That who you love, you will be with that person. And they loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew, they said, with our amal, we'll never reach where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but with love, you can reach there. So if a person has that love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Rasul declared, and our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, in all the khutbah of Bayat, he recites this, who you love, you will be with those people. And we see our mashayikh also, that all their desire was to be with my Shaykh. When I pass away, to be with my Shaykh. In fact, our Qari Ismail Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, his family says that 2-3 months before he passed, all the time, I want to be with Mufti Sahib. I'm longing Mufti Sahib. I want to be with Mufti Sahib, his Shaykh, Hadhrat Mufti Mahmud Gangohi, Rahmatullah. So that is love, that you just want to be with that person. And a person who you love, you're going to be with that person. What Allah will give those people their darajat, automatically what muhabbat you'll reach that. What amal, you can never reach there. What all your other things, no matter how much you sacrifice and work for deen, you can never reach there. How that we going to, but with muhabbat. Fortunate are those people who are blessed with love. Some people just are deficient in love. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that a Hindu businessman, a most beautiful woman can come and buy, he's not interested in looking, he wants money. He's not prepared to give discount 2-3 rand, he looks beautiful, okay, 5 rand, nothing for you. No, he wants that 5 rand, who you are, that doesn't matter. So some people, money means everything. Some people, worth means everything. Some people, many other things mean everything. And those who are blessed with love are fortunate. Now it's just necessary to direct it and put it in the right direction. Take out the love from sins, take out the love from money, take out the love from dunya, from ghayrullah, put that love to Allah, to His Rasul. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, the enjoyment, Ma'atani Rahmatullah Ali also says, the enjoyment and the fun of piri muridi, of becoming a murid, is when there is love. Then you'll see that enjoyment. Like for example, so clear all along, till today, till now also, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask Bilal, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when ask Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, they had no love. So they didn't even accept Islam. But ask Hazrat Bilal, ask Hazrat Abu Bakr about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when there is love, there is a great difference. So ishq-e rang mein rang jaye jab afkar, to kholte hai ghulamon pe wo asrar. Those secrets then open upon them, ke rehte hai wo tawseef aur thana, shah-e abrar mein har lamha ko har bar. Then these people automatically, every moment, whoever has found the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that love will come like what Allah Ta'ala, with ma'rifat, how much we devote ourselves to know who Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. for that absolutely essential to read a kitab on sirat regularly in our homes every day. And there are very good kitabs on sirat in English, in Urdu, Arabic, all languages, even just 2-3 minutes a day. And Aba our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, the large majlis every night before going to sleep is on sirat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 4-5 minutes. But it will make a world of difference. And then, just like you working on your computer, you did lot of work, but don't forget to save it. Don't go and by mistake put delete, and your 10 hours work what you had put, your 10 works weeks work, and you delete it. So to save it is Durood Sharif. The love of Allah to save it is Zikrullah. This will save that love in the heart. How much we follow it up with our ma'rifat, and then we do Zikrullah, sohbat of mashayikh, and we do Zikrullah. This will save that love. So a person who is regular with his dhikr, with Durood Sharif, on that point also ask us, today how many Duroods did we read? Friday was one main ibadat of Friday was Durood Sharif. Ask ourselves, how much Durood did we read? But yet we are quite good, we are quite happy, we are good, we are ashiks, we are lovers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are good Muslims, but not even Durood Sharif in our life. What good Muslims are we? Also in this, our people of the past, ulama, and even ordinary people were very particular about this, that a person mustn't bluff himself. So they wouldn't even allow a person to dress like what a mama or very pious dress. Inside he's not pious, but when he puts that garb, he's going to think I'm pious. And slowly, very soon, you get convinced I am pious. They wouldn't even allow students to sit with the ulama. When they sit lot and even lot khidmat, they think, oh, we also now we are favorites. That outside thing bluffs you, and you think really inside I am like that. But that is still not there. They didn't allow even lot of nafil ibadat. Just by nafil ibadat, a person hasn't got what is deen still. And by that 2 rakats of extra nafil ibadat, he thinks I'm pious. So this outward things bluff a person very easily. And many people who associate with ulama quite a bit, they also feel we are pious just because we associate with ulama. Even ulama themselves, just by being, you get a certificate. Therefore, in the past, they shouldn't just give a certificate also. That you think you got a certificate, you think I'm now pious. And you got ilm of deen, you think I've got deen. Deen is a separate thing, and the knowledge of deen is separate thing. So many of these things bluff us. These outward forms of ours, they bluff us. So we should be very careful of that. Warna wa sayyid ali nasabi hashimi wahi ummi laqabi ha wahi ummi laqabi hashimi wa mutallabi. All the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what a great position of his. Or Arabi wa madani wa makki wa qurashi or kaha humse gunegar. We were never in a position to say Jazakallah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to praise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat is so kind. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. He caught the hand of a Tabi and he said, do you know how to praise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How to say Jazakallah and make dua? Let me teach you. And he read to him Durood-e-Ibrahimi, which we read in namaz. Because, and just say, Allah is so kind. Allah Ta'ala told us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. O believers, send salatu salam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then, how much, when, now what have we been taught? According to Arabic grammar, the correct structure should have been that Allah told us to send durood, and we say, usalli ala nabi. I'm sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there isn't a single siga like that from our side. Every siga, every formula is Allahumma salli. Oh Allah, you send. Sallallahu. Allah, you send. For our durood, what can we send durood? That Bedouin person living in a village at a distance of 6 months journey from Baghdad, when he heard there are droughts in Baghdad and our king Harun al-Rashid must be having problems with water. See his love. And see now where you find this, that the public loved their leader so much. From 6 months journey, he filled water in 2 earthen pots, matkas. And he said, our king is without water, how can that be? That is that love between the ordinary citizen and the king. Otherwise today is totally opposite. The kings hate their citizens, citizens hate their kings, their rulers. See what's happening in Egypt, in Tunisia, throughout the world this is the case. So he came with that water, 6 months journey. How dirty, how stale that water must have become. Standing water in a small little pot, how dirty and filthy it must become. It must have become. But the king was a king, and he had the heart of a king. His relationship with his followers also, with his people who he governs also. He didn't tell him, you brought this for me. And remember, in a present also, it's not the present, the size, the value, the sentiment which is behind it. That has got value. It can be a small thing, or you don't bring anything also, but you have that feeling, and not the words also, but the spirit in the words. Some are very good in speaking, and they use very good words, but inside it's empty. And some people can't speak, but you can just see on their face. They can't, they haven't got words, they find themselves dumb when they have to speak, but you can make out this person what feelings he has got. So that is what is the important thing. So the king saw this person, what sentiments and what value that he has brought it. He put him up in the royal guest house, treated him like a royal person, ordinary villager, and then when he had to send him away, when he was leaving, gave him lot of presents, and told one of his ministers, walk him away. That it is the sunnat also. When somebody is leaving, then walk him, it's a few steps, walk with him. And on your way, show him our river, the Tigris, the Euphrates, and let him see what water. He thought there weren't rains, but we got this Jannat rivers, Euphrates and Tigris. And what water we have got here. Then he'll realize what he brought. So just like that, our durood to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like even worse and filthier and dirtier than that matkas of water of 6 months. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a king, king of the two worlds. His heart is so big. Whoever you read one durood, and what don't you get from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that one person passed away, very great sinner, only sins in his life. So his left pan of his scale full of sins, right pan nothing, it was flying in the air, so light, it's empty. And the left pan with all his gunas, sins are so heavy. He realized, I'm doomed forever, I'm going to Jahannam. And what suffering of Jahannam, Allahu Akbar. And Jahannam, the Quran Sharif, one aspect of Jahannam, the Quran Sharif explains that when people are still far away, the waves of the fires of Jahannam, the flames, the waves of the fire, they will be rumbling with anger and making a big noise, and will be swearing and shouting at these people, that you coming to me, you'll see what I'll do with you. Yeah, if the sea is just, or perhaps one time, we were at the Hardapiaspur dam, a dam it is, but there was a storm. And the way the water, the car was parked perhaps about easily 15, 20, 30 meters away. The car was shaking with that storm like this. Not in the water, far away. There is a dam. What about a river, a huge river, and the sea? And what about the tsunami? And this is nothing compared to the fire of Jahannam. The fire of Jahannam, how it will be rumbling with anger for the people who are coming to the fire of Jahannam. So, what was I saying? So anyway, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, now this person is going to the fire of Jahannam. And what, from a 500 years journey, you'll hear the sounds of the anger of Jahannam. Like for example, if your father is very angry with you, your boss is very angry, and he's rumbling, he's shouting, and you going near, you hearing, well, you already will mess your trouser from what? How far that this person is so angry with me, so upset with me. What will be the anger of the fire of Jahannam? And then the people will be going. So this person realizes, I'm doomed to that. Suddenly he sees a young, handsome man coming and putting one small piece of paper in his right hand pen. And with that small piece of paper, that pen goes right down. So heavy it was, so weighty, that whole, all his registers and registers of gunas, they started flying in the air. And with the small paper, he was, how happy won't a person be? Now you are saved from all that azab, eternal azab. Not your day is made, your eternity forever and ever. And how long is that? Allahu Akbar. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi gives an example. He says, from the earth to the skies, who can reach the skies? But in any case, if this whole place was filled with bird seed, and one bird comes in a million years and takes one seed and flies away with it, when will all the seeds get finished? We'll say it's impossible. But he says this will get finished. More longer than that is the life of Akhirah. They just to us to, when we say forever, we don't take it serious. We don't register what is forever. So to try and let it register, he gave this example for how long that life will be. Now he's saved from that eternal tortures and he's going to Jannah now. Allah, not only that he's saved, not only that he's going to be found not guilty, but now he's going to Jannah, and all the pleasures of Jannah and the fragrance of Jannah goes so far out. Now he's getting all that. So he says, my life be sacrificed on you, my parents and everyone. Who are you? And what did you put in my pan? That young, handsome person will say, I'm your Nabi. This is your one durood you read on me, I gave it back to you today. So one durood, so what is the value of durood Sharif? And how big is the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That how much it is appreciated there. So that is how great our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عارض یہ ہے کہ ہو قلب معطر ومنور ومطہر ومجلا ومصفا. My desire is that my heart must become pure. Everyone wants a good heart. A person, many people we speak also and we say that like that he's naughty or children, but he's got a good heart. The heart is important. A person in his actions can be weak, but he's got a good heart. That is very important. So that everyone desires, I must have a good heart. Dure aala jo nazar aaye kabhi jalwa rooh shah abrar. And this, how does a person, his heart become? When he's connected with Allah. Then what effect it has on his heart? Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatu explains one of the muraqabas of zikr, that his riwayat, narration of Mishkat Sharif, لا إله إلا الله ليس لها حجاب دون الله. You just read لا إله إلا الله, nothing can block it. It goes directly to the arsh, to the throne of Allah Ta'ala. And when it reaches there, then the throne opens up. The treasures, all the وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. There isn't a thing in this world, but the treasures of it, Allah says they are kept by us. You're practicing on deen, what a great treasure. It is kept there by Allah Ta'ala. Your iman is from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. Everything, your rozi, your day-to-day things, your rozi or sustenance of deen, all this is in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And this treasures open by dhikrullah. Allahumma ftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikri. That all the treasures are opened by the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So when a person makes zikr, and la ilaha illallah, abzalu zikr, la ilaha illallah. That is the greatest key, that is the master key, that opens all the locks. One key, it opens those locks, it opens the locks of your heart. And those treasures start pouring into your heart. So just like that, when a person is reading Durood Sharif, and not in unmindfulness, zikr, even in total unmindfulness, has also got its benefit. But when zikr is done in the proper way, three things our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, punctuality, concentration, and with love and devotion. When zikr is done like that, punctuality, concentration, love and devotion, Durood Sharif is read like that, and we are connected to Rauza and Mubarak. And every Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh Rahmatullah Ali was a very great buzurg of recent times, about 200 years ago. He says that every mu'min, just like we have our remote control for our garage gates or anything else, you press the button, nobody sees anything, no wires, no connection, but the gate is opening, there is a connection. So just like that, every person has got from a Muslim, has got connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he says, if you don't believe me, I'll cut that wire of yours, that which you cannot see, and immediately you will become a murtad. The minute a person is disconnected from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is disconnected, he will become, his iman will go out of his heart immediately. So when we're reading durood and we're making this bond stronger, then what and what won't a person get? So yeah, he says that jalwa ruhe shah nazar jo nazar aaye kabhi jalwa ruhe shah abrar. When a person, Allah blesses him, how great was my Nabi, how kind he was, how compassionate he was, what his akhlaq was. These are the jalwa. Like a person gets a place of halwa, then how he gets happy all day. This halwa I like. I like the meat here. I like the jalebi. I like this mithai, the barfi, whatever it is. Different kinds of halwa. When you get some halwa, some jalwa of Nabi Sal, of his compassion. Therefore, a person attends a seerat jalsa. He reads a seerat kitab. These jalwas are opening to him. And it affects the heart greatly. And a person becomes stronger on deen. And his connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes stronger all the time. And if we don't, no seerat, no thoughts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no durood, we can imagine how weak we are. And then it becomes weaker and weaker. And this connection, which is very soft, it becomes brittle. And a brittle thing breaks very easily. Then very easily, and the more we build this connection, a person will see for himself, to stay away from guna doesn't become easy. It becomes a pleasure to stay away from guna. Otherwise, at the moment, to stay away from guna, looking at other women, backbiting, anger, these things, we enjoy them. And we want to show extra our anger, etc. But when you have that connection, automatically you get control and you enjoy giving up the guna. And you make shukr to Allah, you won't just make 2 rakat salatul haja, that's at the beginning stage. Save me from this guna, save me from... But now you'll be making 2 rakat salatul shukr. That, Ya Allah, you saved me from this. I appreciate... Oh Allah, your shukr. You won't be sorry that I didn't look at that woman. That woman was making advances to me. I could have easily got her. You won't be sorry you are missing it. You'll make shukr Allah saved you from it. This is all that the connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let this month of Rabiul Awwal be a starting, not the end. Not a start that comes to an end. That Rabiul Awwal is finished. Some seerat jalsas we went to, we heard something on seerat, now finish. Now let it be a start which hasn't got an end. And we carry on building our connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ke jin ke qadmo ke chamak, chaan sitaro mein nazar aaye jidar se. That the sparks, the light of the from the footsteps of Nabi, this is love. Then a person can see it. Otherwise a person can't see anything. If he has got love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he puts, you've got plain glasses, you see everything plain. You got green, you see green. You got blue, you see blue. Those who got love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be able to see. Ask Hazrat Bilal, ask Hazrat Salman Farisi radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how was the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who haven't got, who got the glasses of enmity and hatred, in everything they find fault. In the very best also, they find fault all the time. But these people do what love, you find the goodness also. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just seeing Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking, should put what joy in them. Mufti Zainul Abideen sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, once in the ulama bayan in Raiwin, he explained that today we won't travel on camels. It won't be practical. But still have that love. And he says that when they were in Jamaat in Makkah, in Hijaz, and they saw a flock of camels or what? Herd of camels going. He says their hearts, oh, this was our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your love for just seeing the animal, anything that got contact with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your heart will just go out for those things that Allahu Akbar. This is my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever you get anything that has got contact, your connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a mu'min, his heart will just become soft, it will melt all the time. وہ گزر جائے وہی راہ چمک جائے دمک جائے مہک جائے بنے رونق گلزار. Wherever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, and today also our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that when you go to Medina, ho mad nazar har qadam par ihtiram Medina, that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have walked here also, his footsteps must have fallen here also. And till today the true lover will feel that sweetness and that the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his mind, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked here, and what enjoyment he will give him. And this is a great, great essence. This is when a person will enjoy staying in Medina Sharif. Otherwise, if there we are more worried about Arab news and Arab world, and we are worried about TV and the politics in our country and the world, and worse than that, the sports, what is carrying on in the world, we are in Medina Sharif and we worried about the sports, who won here and who lost there. What is that person? There your heart be connected with Nabi, at least when you are in Medina Sharif, in front of Rauza-e Mubarak. Or soong lo khushbu-e ghesu-e Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wo ziya zulf nahi jiske muqabil ye banafsha, ye suyuti, ye chambili, ye gul-e-lal, wa champa ka nikhar. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that oh, if I can just smell the locks there, the locks, you understand what are locks? What do you call simple words? The curls. The curl, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is zulfa, the curly hair, the locks of, if I smell that, what smell I get? All the beautiful flowers of the world. It cannot compare with that. That is if a person has got love. Otherwise, if who haven't got love, oh, what these people are talking about? What you making zikr, waste of time, na'uzu billah, some people say. And make others do some other things, some other effort, etc. But love, those who got love, they will know what is love. Hey? When the king summoned Majnu to his court, and when he said, who is this Layla? She must be a very beautiful woman, let me see her. This Majnu is gone so mad for her. He summoned Layla to his court. When he saw her, oh, nothing in her, simple, ordinary woman, nothing special. He said that, what's wrong with this Majnu? Why is he gone so mad over her? Layla told him, you need the eyes of Majnu to see me. To see my beauty and to know who I am, you need the eyes of Majnu. With your eyes, you can't see who I am. So to see who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you need the eyes of ishq and muhabbat. And then see, and this alone will put you with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, a person who he loves, he will be with that person. Ke unke nikhat pe hai qurban gule barq wa thaman nafa aghoy aur kahin sumbal, kahin rehan, kahin ambar, kahin qaisar, kahin sandal ki bahar. And the beautiful fragrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the sweet smelling flowers, all the ether, the perfume cannot compare with the sweet smell of Nabi sallallahu, which came naturally from his body. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his perspiration, no bad smell used to come. The sweet smell used to come from his perspiration. And that is a quality of the people of Jannat. In Jannat, there are no toilets in Jannat. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this point very beautifully. You should say, like, if there is an elite area, but there are some people, vagabonds, there's people who sit around anywhere, and loafers and beggars, etc. They all come there, they also go into that area, and they go and do their toilet anywhere in the beautiful gardens, in their parks. So they make a petition to the municipality, to the government, we must put public toilets. We can't stop these people from coming, but they're messing the elite, the area, elite area, they're messing it everywhere. So they agree in their meeting, okay, we must build public toilets, it's only right, hygiene, health, everything. Now they want to, where must we put the public toilets? This in front of this house, that person complained, we must have it, but not in front of my house. We'll have to put it somewhere, and everywhere, somewhere near somebody, everyone say, no, not in front of me. So in Jannat, you won't have that problem also. That in front of your palace, some public toilets there, or anywhere, or even in your house, no matter whatever fragrance and air freshness we keep, but that smell, to some degree, it has to be there. Jannat, there are no toilets, so know that smell also. How will the food get digested? A person with perspiration will come. One sweet belch will come, no bad smell. Perspiration, and no bad smell. With that perspiration, sweet smell, perspiration, and his food will get digested. One belch he will take, and his food will get digested. That will be how Jannat is. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this world, from his body, there was never a time that now he didn't take a shower, or something, all the time sweet smelling perspiration coming out. یہ تمنا کہ سنو میں بھی وہ آواز شاہ جن و بشر حق کی خبر. تو یہ when the jinnat heard سمعنا قرآن عجبا یهدی الى الرشد, the jinnats when they heard the tilawat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, what to say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make tilawat of Quran Sharif quite lengthy in tahajjud namaz. The arch enemies of Islam, Abu Jahl, the others of them, when they used to hear it, it had such an effect, they used to come and listen quietly, because amongst them, they agreed, we have nothing to do with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when the time of tahajjud came, a kafir, his heart melted, and they used to go and listen. And they kept on listening until the time of tahajjud got finished. Light started coming. They now going stealthily hiding back to their homes. They saw one another. They say, where were you? Where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? All of them went there to listen to the Quran Sharif. And then they promised, from tomorrow nobody will come. Tomorrow night they just can't help it. They are drawn again. So to hear the voice of Nabi. Today when we read Quran Sharif, and Shaykh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad Marhum is a legend in what call it tilawat of, and how many other qaris today when they read, how you enjoy their recitation. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, Allahu Akbar. Those who heard Maulana Ihtishamul Haqsab reading, he read very similar to, in fact he copied and read very similar to Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah. And Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah's qirat was the qirat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Maulana Ihtishamul Haqsab, he just captivates you when you listen to his Quran Sharif. His Ash'ar also he used to read, but Quran Sharif what he used to read, those who heard will have some idea. And that was the lehja, the tone of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in reading Quran Sharif. So to hear the and to hadith, how it captivates you. You just get absorbed in hadith. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you heard the voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Hadrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi explains, he saw a dream. One day one young person, just an ordinary villager, poor person, Hadrat reprimanded him for something. Then Hadrat felt guilty. He's not my murid also, not my student. I had no right to be a bit hard with him. So Hadrat went after Maghrib to his village, walking. I found him and asked him, that person, what we say, pani pani ho gaya. He melted. Hadrat, you're such a great buzurg. Even if you hit me, you are a buzurg. There's no problem with it. Then you are coming to ask me for maaf. That night he saw a dream. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu, he was on a dinghy, a boat. And Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu on another dinghy. And then they came close. And that boat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dinghy, knocked against his boat. That sound, that cut, that when the two boats hit, he says, that has given me my whole life such enjoyment. Just the boat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But who cherishes it today? A person who has got love will cherish this. Then when he reads hadith and is so to say hearing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will ask him. When he's reading Quran Sharif, that how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, ask that person what is the enjoyment of hadith. And what is the, then such a student won't feel that all the kitabs of Dora are too much and too heavy or anything. What enjoyment he will get. Love is the thing that is required for all this enjoyment. Khushtar shiri ash-shakar, husne fasahat ka gohar, koi nahi jiske barabar. More sweeter than sugar, there is nothing that is sweeter and more enjoyable than the sound and the words and the fasahat, the literature. What beautiful literate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, who never went to a school, never went to a madrasa, but when he spoke, what words he spoke, that even the malaika couldn't speak such words. The most people who are so eloquent in speech, they couldn't even many times understand the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were completely taken aback. Word dil aram sada jis pe fida khalq dahane toti. On Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a person sacrifices his rest also. Right? Today normally, when a person is very tired, he pulls out the phone plug also. The doors also are closed. But to, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all that also you prepare to say. When your head is throbbing and you don't want to have anything to do with anyone, but so much love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for any demand, any request of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time also I am ready. Rashke chamane nughma bulbul gulista adan misar wa yaman jiske kharidar. And these people who are prepared to buy and give the whole countries of Yemen and Aden, which were very, very wealthy countries of those days, just for any small thing they are prepared to give that, he says, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to get the one glance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm prepared to sacrifice anything. Or yu hi alfaz ke ambar se khelte reh jaye magar haqe tana goi. And this is again reality. Don't get bluffed with these words also. That we said this beautiful praises in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we think we are also so pious and we also got that love. That we are just playing with words. Has the reality come in the heart? Has one atom, one iota of it come in the heart? That is the important thing. Ada phir bhi na kar paaye ye jazbaat wa zubaan wa qalam wa fikr wa khiyal. We could not in any way, even our thoughts, our words, our emotions, we can't fulfill the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't get fooled that just because we attended a seerat jalsa, we read a kitab of seerat, or we spoke about seerat, that I got lot love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, see if the reality has come into us. Kyo ke unke madhat ka umalaika ka wazifa hai, sahaba ka tariqa hai, ibadat ka saliqa hai. Because the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the praises, the durood of the farishta is that they are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how much they know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we got no idea. Allama Busairi says for the vast majority of good Muslims that wa annahu rasulullah, that he is rasulullah. Finish, that's all. But much more greater than rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. O Nabi, say to the people, I'm a human being, I'm Bashar. I'm not Farishta, I'm not Nur, I'm a human being. But what a human being, يُوحَى إِلَيَّ, that Allah's wahi comes to me. And that has made me, like you have got in your hand diamonds, and you got in your other hand pebbles, ordinary stones. You say, I got stones in my two hands. They are both stones, there is no doubt. But these stones, what stones are they? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a human, but what a human. And in fact, if you want to be a human, we are wolves in sheep clothing. Al-Quran Sharif says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. These people are like animals, they are in fact worse than animals. On the day of Qiyamah, every person will be raised up in that of that quality which was predominant in him. If he had like dirt and filth, he will be raised like a swine, like a pig in the form of a swine, a pig. A person who had like lot of greed in the form of a dog. A person who was stupid and did stupid things in the form of a donkey. Like that a human being, it was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, that was the quality. And this year, kashf Allah had shown Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, when he used to come to May to the masjid, he should see people in this donkey and animals in that form. There were those buzurgs who covered their eyes when they walked on the street. Not to see not to see women, but they used to see people in their, or what the qualities are predominant, seeing them in that form. And they made dua that Allah take this quality away from us. We on the other hand, we look for the faults of people. We haven't got no kashf, but we want to see the faults of people. And we look for the faults of people. So that is a bashar, a human being who has got qualities of a human being. And anyone who wants to become a human being and come out of this animal instincts, he has to follow the footstep and the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ye wo shahid-e chakida hai ke khud kautar tasneem nithar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that great person that any and everything, the greatest things, as they sacrificed. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi has written, the sand which is touching the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more superior than the arsh of Allah, more superior than the Kaaba Sharif, the sand that is touching the body. And if we can think, when we standing at about 8 or 10 or 7 meters from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Rauza-e Mubarak, We are standing on that sand which is touching the body of where Allah has put us. If this is not Jannat, then what is Jannat? The poet says that Jannat sir aankho pe, what is Jannat? Jannat is Jannat. But our Medina is more superior than Jannat at this moment. That our Medina has got Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in it. Jannat hasn't got Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in it here now. It has got the outward material things of quantity of enjoyment, but it hasn't got Jannatul Baqi. It hasn't got Abu Bakr radiallahu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, our Medina. And when we go to just to think I'm going to Medina, a person, his heart should just flare up with great enjoyment. And as Medina Sharif approaches, how many of us are in so much ghaflat that time Durood Sharif, the Azmat, the respect of Medina Sharif must be filling the heart very greatly. So that is how everything is sacrificed. The Arsh of Allah Ta'ala, Kaaba Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's position is more higher. When that sand is, this poem that we read, what is it? In the beginning, that we always read. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه يا خير من دفنت بالقاء. Oh you, the best who has been buried in the sand. قاء is sand, one type of sand. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه. I respect that sand in which you are buried. And then فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. By the barakat of that sand, all the other sand. Fataba mean teen also sand. Alqa'u wal akamu. Akam are also types of sand, different types of all that get barakat because they are connected with that sand. So that where we stand in Rauza in Medina Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Just the thought of Rauza Mubarak. How fortunate. In fact, just say Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was in Damascus, he saw a dream. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how is it, O Bilal, that you don't come and visit us? Radiallahu anhu. So the ziyarat of Rasul, if a person loves, you love your mother, and you have the means, but you don't even ever go and visit her. What kind of a lover are you? If you have the means, automatically you'll want to go and visit, to go and visit the house of Allah. These are natural demands. Shariat, hadith has pointed it out. Make Hajj every 5 years, make Umrah once in between, have your connection. But a person can travel the whole world, but he can't go to Medina Sharif, he can't go to Makkah Sharif. What kind of a ummati is he? And what is he? You are working for your company, you're doing all their work, but you never go to head office. You have to have your connection with head office all the time. So that is a very, very important. اور بخش دیتے ہیں شہنشاہ سمرقند و بخارا کسی محبوب کے رخسال کے تل مگر اے خلق اے رہبر اے میرے مہر منور. The kings of those days, just for that one beauty spot of a woman, they say I'll give my whole kingdom for that woman, just because that one little beauty spot. So he says, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person, we are prepared, if we owned all the countries of the world, all that riches for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ho tasadduq tujh par dam-e Isa, yad-e bayda, dar-e diwar-e haram-e Kaaba. We can sacrifice the great miracles of Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, the great miracles of Musa alayhi salam, even the walls of the Kaaba Sharif. ان سے بری نہیں کوئی شئی میرے پاس اے میرے چشمے کو ہر بار. And oh my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is nothing more greater that I have. Whatever I have, I'm prepared to sacrifice. May Allah bless us with this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran Sharif, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not that you have got good akhlaq, you are on top of. You control good akhlaq. Your anger can't go out of control. There is nothing like jealousy in you. Not that we control our anger, we control our jealousy, we control our ill feelings. No. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the possessor of khuluqin azim, of the best of akhlaq. And whoever wants to learn will have to come and learn from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever wants to have good akhlaq, the only place is the threshold the doorstep of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is Sirat Kitab. Ask ourselves, how much are we connected with Sirat? Hey, perhaps when we were forced, when we were in madrasa, we read one Sirat Kitab. But of our own free will, how much of Sirat did we study? How much? And the basics. Today, forget our youngsters, many of our big people, we will know how many cricket players, how many soccer players, film stars, business people. But ask us about how many children Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What were the names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's children? His wives. We are at a loss. We don't know anything. But dunya's things, we know in detail how many things. So that love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it was there, one time, Maulana Desai of Peter Maritzburg, Rahmatullah Alayh, he met Maulana Abul Hasan Nadawi and he told him his date of birth. Maulana Abul Hasan was shocked. He said, you know me so well, you even know my date of birth. So that shows that you have got connection. Then Maulana explained, actually my date of birth and yours is the same. That's why I remember it. But to know somebody, you know everything. When there is love, you follow and you want to follow all the things and you know everything. And when there is no love, how many times the wife, you don't remember her birthday, you don't remember many other things, she becomes angry and upset. That shows that you haven't got attachment. If you got attachment, naturally these things, they are priorities in your life. Just like somebody wrote to Maulana, one Maulana, he told him that I don't get time to read Quran Sharif. He said, it's not a matter of time. You haven't got the importance of Quran Sharif in your heart. That is why. If you had that importance, you would put everything else afterwards. First Quran Sharif tilawat. We say, I don't get time to read Yasin Sharif. I'm so busy. The truth is not that you haven't got time. You are doing all for what you got importance. To go to toilet is important, to read your newspaper, to watch your TV program, to watch your news, that is important, so you have time. But you haven't got time for namaz, you haven't got time for tilawat, you haven't got time for yasin, it means the importance is not in your heart. That's why you can't do it. If that importance was there, a person will do it. And the basics of deen come first before all other things. Our namazes, wal jamaat, our tilawat, our dhikrullah, these are the things that come first. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave him that akhlaq, which are the most highest. Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you but as a complete embodiment of mercy, rahmat. What is mercy? Kindness, compassion. Any person who has got that in his life, the world will fall at his feet. A person who is hard-hearted, a person who is very ruled with the iron fist, etc., people just cringe. Even your dearest ones, your family members cringe and keep away. And when you have got compassion and softness, everyone falls at your feet. What rahmat was in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, lil alameen. Not lil muslimin, mu'mineen, saliheen, for the entire universe. Hazrat Zannun Misri rahmatullah alayhi was at the banks of the river Nile. While sitting there, he saw a frog coming and a scorpion going and getting onto the frog, just like he had ordered a taxi. He made arrangement, his taxi came, and as soon as it came, he had a very urgent flight to take, so he had no time to waste. He went immediately. The frog with the speed swam across the river to the other. What is this, Ya Allah? You can see when somebody is walking and there's urgency. You can make it out in his walking. This is something very urgent. He followed. When he came that side, and Abba, just like a taxi, the scorpion got off, finished. The taxi did its work now. Got off there and walked with a speed, went with a speed into the jungle. Came to a place where a person was lying, a wealthy person, son, he was drunk, and foam coming out of his mouth, all flies flying around him, very bad condition, very pitiable, and a terrible poisonous snake on him about to bite him. And the scorpion reaches in time, bites the snake, and pulls out the poison from the snake. The snake falls down dead. Zannun Misri turned to Allah Ta'ala, Rahmatullah. Ya Allah, what is all this what I'm seeing? And for this sinner, What a big sinner, a drunkard, a drunk person, and all that that scorpion came from that side, yeah, and all this arrangement for him. Then Allah Ta'ala put in his heart, oh, the known, if we only look after the pious, who will look after the sinners? Allah is Rabbul Alameen. And Allah Ta'ala sent to us Rahmatul Lil Alameen. But unfortunately, our computers, our business, our cars, our sins, our guna are more important to us than what to know who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to read some Durood Sharif, and to follow the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not as a customary, but with that ardent joy in your heart that this is the sunnah. When you're making miswak, not as a duty, but as the sunnah of my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything that which you do of sunnah, that this is the way of my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah bless us with those realities. These are extremely important things in our lives, inshallah.